This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine says its troops have retaken 7 villages from Russian forces in the country's south and southeast. The report of gains emerged Monday as VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova explains.
We clearly see that Ukrainian forces are taking this active moves very close to the Zaporizhzhia region. Not only Donetsk region is under this action. So it might be that this is one of the directions, one of the main maybe even directions of this counteroffensive.
Meanwhile, in the U.S.,
hundreds of Ukrainian activists in Seattle joined the Bring Our Kids Home rally, protesting the transfer of thousands of Ukrainian children to Russia or territories under Russian control. Ukrainian authorities say about 20,000 children have been unlawfully transferred and less than 400 returned since the start of the Russian invasion. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Seattle.
And in Paris Monday, the leaders of France, Germany, and Poland met for talks focusing on military support for Ukraine's counteroffensive and future security guarantees to be given to the country ahead of a NATO summit in July. French President Emmanuel Macron said the Ukrainian counteroffensive began several days ago. In a joint news conference with the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Poland's President Andrzej Duda at the presidential palace. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy appears to have resolved for now an impasse with some of the more conservative members of his caucus who had brought the chamber to a standstill last week. He met Monday with nearly a dozen lawmakers in his office in an effort to quell a revolt and jumpstart various priorities that had stalled last week amid the GOP infighting. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ahead of a visit to Beijing later this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday that the Biden administration has taken diplomatic steps to slow down a Chinese effort to project military power around the world. Reuters' Ryan Brooks gives us more details.
I can't get into every step that we've taken, but the strategy begins with diplomacy. We've engaged governments that are considering hosting PRC bases at high levels. We've exchanged information with them. Our experts assess that our diplomatic efforts have slowed down this effort by the PRC.
He'd been asked about Washington's response to reports of a Chinese spying operation in Cuba that were reported by the Wall Street Journal last week, reports that Beijing denied earlier on Monday. Blinken also said that the Trump administration was aware of a 2019 Chinese upgrade of intelligence collection facilities in Cuba, but efforts to address that issue were, quote, not making enough progress.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is making his first court appearance in a historical criminal case charging the former president with hoarding top-secret government documents, boastfully displaying them to visitors, and trying to hide them from investigators who demanded them back. AP correspondent Eric Tucker says a locale may actually benefit the former president.
From the former president's perspective, it could be thought of as a potentially positive development to have the case tried in South Florida as opposed to the very heavily, overwhelmingly Democratic District of Columbia. South Florida would draw from a more diverse jury pool. He also has had some success so far in litigation.
Trump is encouraging his supporters to show up in Miami, although he has encouraged them to be peaceful, though. Local law enforcement have said that it is a security concern. The UN Cultural and Scientific Agency, UNESCO, has announced that the United States plans to rejoin and pay more than $600 million in back dues after a decade-long dispute sparked by the organization's move to include Palestine as a member. U.S. officials say the decision was motivated by concern that China's filling the gap in UNESCO policymaking. The U.S. government has presented a plan for paying the arrears in order to rejoin. UNESCO's director informed ambassadors of the U.S. decision in a special meeting on Monday. The U.S. was once the agency's biggest funder. South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party expelled its former Secretary General Monday for misconduct and other breaches of party rules. The once influential Ace Magashule is now facing corruption charges over the alleged misappropriation of money from a government contract worth more than $13 million. When he was the premier of the Free State Province. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.